The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
And as you probably heard by now, COVID took Dawn Wells last week. She played Marianne on Gilligan's Island. She was 82. That leaves Tina Louise Ginger as the last remaining castaway who's still alive. She's 86. Most people have no idea the words I just said.
No, right.
No.
Nope.
What are all those people he's talking about? What is Gilligan's Island? Yeah. And Tanya Roberts died yesterday, not COVID-related. She was only 65. She collapsed on Christmas Eve, was put on a ventilator, never got better. I remember her as being what I thought, like, one of the first big sluts.
Oh, wow. I don't know who she is.
Wow. I always, so like, she was on, she was
That's
like.
That's a hell of a claim to fame. One of the first sluts. She was one of the first big sluts.
Well, that's like, she made a living as like playing that kind of real, you know, floozy type character, right?
Yeah.
So she was one of the when Charlie's Angels, when they all left.
She's on that 70s show.
She was on that 70s show. Yeah.
She was one of the Charlie's Angels for one season back in the day. She was one of the original Bond girls in A View to a Kill. And she played Midge on that 70s show.
So she was only 62?
She was only 62.
That's too young.
No, it definitely wasn't COVID-related. They're not saying what exactly happened there. But she finally passed away yesterday.
I have to assume that just... You were a star in the 80s. Man, you got after it. So you don't know what kind of damage you might have done to yourself. One of the first true sluts on Dave.
One of the first big sluts.
She was also Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
Oh, man.
She did that movie.
It's funny because I think I was too young. Like, I remember A View to a Kill.
Come on, look. Like, that's the one of the first true sluts, right?
Yeah. I mean, but there's so many.
It's wild because we just looked this Sheena the Jungle thing up like a couple months ago. Did we curse this woman?
Yeah, probably.
We did. We just talked about her.
We did. We
don't remember why, but...
I just remember looking up the Sheena the Jungle pictures with her half naked with lions and stuff.
Did she ever do nudes?
I think
we probably
looked
this up. Yeah,
this is exactly what we looked up.
Yeah, I've seen her breasts.
Wow, that's some sort of foursome thing she was
in
there.
That's one way to do it.
That's how you become queen of the jungle, Dave.
That's another way to do
it.
That's another way to do it.
It's panther style.
Wow, look at that one. Look at the one there.
This one?
No, down and over.
This one?
Yeah. That's incredible movie making.
Goodness. What a cinematic... masterpiece.
Wow, that's the oral.
Yeah.
Was she in some of those, like,
she must have been
softcore
in B,
porn?
Yeah, in the B-rated, whatever those things were.
She was one of the first true sluts.
Yep. God bless her.
That is
different.
God bless her.
Pardon me. Did she even do Playmate? Like, did she? I think she did Japan.
Did she do Playmate?
Playmate? Was she a Playmate? I meant to say.
You show Dave a set of boobs, and his brain gets scrambled.
Yeah,
man.
He doesn't know what's up or down.
Wow, wee, wee, wow.
Did she Playmate?
He turns into Borat.
Does she make Playmates?
Does she make a Playmate? I think she was in, like, does it say she was in Japan?
Ooh, she does the upside down the boom boom. She make big slut movie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, not always remember her in that way.
Yeah. I don't remember. I guess I didn't see the James Bond View to a Kill. Like, I remember playing the video game, but I don't remember the movie, and I wasn't, like, old enough to be like, oh, that's a Bond girl, you know?
Right.
I just remember her from that 70s show.
That's me too. That's
I remember looking at her jungle stuff that we had here, the Sheena.
Yeah.
But that's the only other stuff. Yeah.
I remember her taking over for the Charlie's Angels discovery. That's when I first discovered her.
She was pretty funny on that 70s show.
She was.
Yeah.
To Bob or whatever.
Yeah.
King's Hawaiian Sweet Rolls are not authentically Hawaiian anymore, at least according to a new lawsuit. A New York man has filed a class action lawsuit in Manhattan federal court alleging that the maker of the popular baked products has defrauded customers by misleading them into believing the rolls are still made in Hawaii. The suit was filed by Robert Galinsky of New York. According to its website, King's Hawaiian was started in the 1950s when Robert Tierra first opened the business in Hawaii. It moved to Honolulu in the 60s. In 1977, they opened a 24,000 square foot bakery in California. In the lawsuit, this man from New York acknowledges that the back label of the rolls notes that the product is made in California. He said that King's Hawaiian is the leader in selling Hawaiian rolls, but the front of the packaging prominently features Hawaii, and he says that's misleading.
He's the only one who cares.
He really is. He probably searches this kind of thing out.
Yeah, money, whatever.
That's his thing.
It's his thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
He's a name from Hawaii, you know.
That's like,
yeah, justice will be served.
How many things are called like New York something, and they're made wherever? Mm-hmm. And
what about Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah.
Get that lawsuit going, James.
Oh, my God, James.
Actually, yeah, at least I'm going to jump on this bandwagon.
Yeah.
Bandwagon.
I'm going to be so rich.
You thirsty about Hawaiian Punch, huh?
James isn't here today because he's in a big legal.
Look at him. He's in a grass skirt. This is what he does.
I thought I was tasting the sweet, sweet flavors of Hawaii in this punch.
Yeah.
It's just Kool-Aid remarketed.
Yep. Your Honor, his whole life he thought that was authentic.
I thought I was drinking authentic Hawaiian cuisine.
He lives a Hawaiian lifestyle.
I do. My hula skirts, yep. My Lays.
Sipping he has coconuts covering his breasts.
Yes, my coconut bra. The feature of my ensemble.
Yeah. Oh,
you mean to tell me this punch
was not made in Hawaii?
Was not. Have authentic Hawaiian? Order in the court! Order in the court! Where's the justice in there, Your Honor?
How does the food manufacturer sleep at night knowing that they're selling such lies? Hawaiian Punch should be created in the lands of Hawaii.
Where's Hawaiian Punch made?
He's never been able to go to Hawaii, and that's what he thought his Hawaiian experience was his entire life.
This is all, this music's all he listens to.
All I've ever wanted to do is experience Hawaii.
His whole house is like a tiki'd out Hawaiian mess.
Modeled my entire lifestyle after Hawaiian life.
He's the only person under 85 that has one of those punchers.
Yes, I've been serving my Hawaiian punch out of my punch bowl like a normal person.
Oh my goodness.
My whole life is a lie.
James's big Hawaiian punch lawsuit. He was never the same after that.
No, Hawaiian punch is made in Ohio.
Ohio?
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Oh my God.
People have asked it. People have asked that question. Where is Hawaiian punch made?
I want
Fullerton, California.
Yep. Take a big thing of Hawaiian punch and be like, take a drink and be like, tastes of Hawaii.
Traditional Hawaiian flavor.
Yep.
You bet your ass don't want Hawaiian punch.
Oh, I bet they hate Hawaiian punch in Hawaii.
Back to the King. I know I've had them before, but I can't remember. The really King's good. Hawaiian rolls, they're sweeter,
sweet,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
I've had like Hawaiian coconut rolls. They're not coconut flavored,
no.
Right?
No.
It's
no.
Just a sweeter roll.
Yeah. Okay.
It's similar to like the rolls you get with Chinese food. Sometimes some Chinese restaurants give you those little rolls. Mm. And they're as good as the King's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
KFC did those bread and rolls at some point, too. Remember?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if they were as sweet, but anyway, yeah. So this guy's trying to get some money out of the King's Hawaiian people.
Go get that money. I'm coming from my Hawaiian Punch cash.
Yeah, I mean, you should see how this goes, James. Pay close attention.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt.
Woo!
Just a normal up his butt, huh?
What's up his butt? No, it's not normal. Can we change the music? I'd rather play this because this is, it's the Indian version.
Please do.
Of what's up his butt.
Incredible.
Really changes it up.
It really does.
What is up his butt?
What is up his butt?
What can I tell you about this one here? According to an inspector, Manj Ahir, from the West Midlands Police Criminal Justice Department, a prisoner was busted smuggling something into his prison cell.
It's not gold.
It's always gold, usually.
That's always my guess.
Yeah.
They say they've had a few odd incidents over the past year, but this one definitely stuck out as one of the strangest.
The song's driving me crazy because it's just the Turek Turek part.
Oh, it's not the original.
It's not the full song, and I need the full song, Dave. It just keeps repeating.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
It's driving me absolutely mental.
That's right. Yeah, I need the full. I get you. I don't know why it's not. Where's the original?
It's hard to find. He has so many hits.
There we go. Here, this should be it. This should be. Yeah, that's
there
it.
We there, go. There,
that's
we
the
go.
Sweet Thank sounds God. We're looking for.
Thank God. Whew.
Got it.
Feel better.
I was right in the world.
Yeah.
He had this secreted between his ass cheeks.
Secreted. I don't like that word.
Nope. Secreted.
Yeah, secreted between.
Means moist. It's like moist, right?
Secreted means that you like.
Yeah, like it's oozing out.
Oozed out.
So he's prairie dogging it.
Been listening to a lot of this kind of music lately.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Indian?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
I found a station.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my.
Huh.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed to change it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever works, my friend.
Yep.
I can hook you up with all sorts of Indian hits.
Meditating?
No, just when I'm driving around, I like it. Sometimes I pretend like I know what they're saying.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, that's a jam.
Inviting you to my next big Indian gathering when we can actually do that.
I'd love that.
Yeah, there we go.
Huh.
Okay, so that's really about all I can tell you about
secreting out of his butt.
Yeah, it sticks out as one of their strangest searches of the year. And honestly,
we're never going to get it.
I just don't know. Throw something out there. We'll break it down for you.
Oh.
Just got a couple of guesses, and then
oatmeal.
Well, I'll tell you, you're close.
Really?
Just in the fact that it's a food item.
Okay.
I was gonna say a banned curry spice.
Oh wow!
Like an illegal curry spice.
It has
spice.
To be a spice, right?
It's not a spice.
Uh-huh.
What about a medicine type thing, like zebra dicks?
What?
You know, like ground up zebra dick.
No, it's not ground up zebra dick.
Ancient medicine.
Yeah. Mm. An ancient medicine.
It was this prisoner's favorite snack.
Oh, my.
I don't know much about the cuisine.
I don't know. That's the problem.
This is served.
Buttered chicken.
Okay, this is served at pretty much every Indian gathering I've ever been to.
Yeah, it doesn't help us, Dave.
Is it that raw meat stuff?
No, God, no. Mm. That's not. That's more Lebanese.
Yeah, I don't
masala?
Know. I have no idea.
No.
That's one I know.
I'm out.
Every culture has their version of this.
A kebab.
No.
Like a stuffed cabbage.
Okay, kind of. It's stuffed.
You got me.
Grape
that's
leaves?
As,
that's no. Every.
That's
every
as crazy as
I okay, get. So there is the Chinese egg roll. There's the Indian.
No clue.
I don't know what it is.
Samosa.
Oh, samosa.
No clue.
You don't know what a samosa is?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I have no idea.
A samosa is like.
You drink that at the brunch.
That's mimosa. Yeah. Ah. No. This is a samosa. It is basically, there's a
it's
meat
like a pastry,
version.
Right?
Yeah. It's a meat or it's like the pasties that similar to.
Like an empanada?
Yes. So Mexicans have empanadas. The Asians have egg rolls. Well, not traditionally, but the American version of them.
Right.
Every culture has their version of this. And so an Indian samosa is like the vegetarian is like Indian potatoes and spices wrapped in a pastry and deep fried.
Yeah.
And they
could have given me 1 million years to answer that. And I would have never gotten it.
Never heard the word samosa?
I've never heard it in my life.
Well, this guy was so afraid that he wouldn't be able to get one behind bars, he shoved one up his ass.
So that's why he was secreting. I guess.
Yeah, it fell apart in there.
You can't put a taco up your butt and hope it's going to...
I don't know what kind of savory pastry will sustain inside a butthole.
Only balaclava. Baklava.
Listen, I'm telling you something, though. As much as I love a good samosa, I'm not eating one secreted out of my own rectum.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah. Because was it in a bag?
No, because it was falling out. The filling was falling out.
He really wanted that samosa.
He really
did. It's not going to taste as good.
No.
It's going to be a little worse for the wear, yeah.
When it's in there, you know?
So that's the first one. There's another smuggling story. And the pictures of this, I guess we don't need the
music anymore.
Because this is Colombian.
Oh, okay.
A Colombian man was detained in Barcelona after he tried to smuggle $34,000 worth of cocaine under his toupee.
Solid.
The pictures are amazing.
No.
How he ever thought he would get away with this, I have no idea. Police say the man caught the attention when he arrived on a flight.
What is wrong with you?
And appeared nervous.
He's like, hello.
Colombian.
Nothing to see here.
I feel like I may have seen this before, though. I hope I haven't.
Oh.
I hope I haven't.
We might have.
Here's the... You guys can determine. Have we seen this?
Yes, we have.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's right. Ancient. Look, it's December 28th.
Yeah. That's ancient.
What, did they just is there an update to it or something?
I don't know.
Maybe he tried it again.
Did they finally kill him?
He said, not a me.
They were. Is it reported
Tuesday?
That's so much cocaine.
He arrived on a flight June 18th.
Ah, that's why we.
Oh, there we go. Mm. So it was this year. They're just
getting to the.
Just deciding
the pictures are. I mean, still hilarious, but we've seen it.
I just have a weird shape to hate.
I got a bigger bump.
You cannot put $34,000 worth of cocaine under your toupee and get away with it.
Do you think that because he only could see one angle of himself, he didn't realize how bad it looked?
Oh, you think it may have looked not too bad from straight on?
Yeah. He's like, it looks perfect.
Yeah.
Like, he looks fine. They will never know.
I look like nothing has changed.
But yeah, he can't side profile himself.
The side profile is dead giveaway.
That could be it.
Dead giveaway. Do you think he wears a toupee?
Normally?
No,
probably not.
No.
He just put one on for this.
He looks like he's got a full head of hair.
Yeah,
he
does.
Buzzed down on the top. He's got more hair than I do.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So they buzzed it down to make it look like he needed a toupee just so he could smuggle the cocaine. Yep. Hey, don't do that because it's real bad and they can figure it out pretty damn easily.
It's one of the worst.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's places one of the worst. We've seen, I think.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a whole new level of drunken regrets. There's a 30-year-old guy from England. Now, I'd say his name is Thomas Dodd, but legally that's not quite true anymore because Thomas got super drunk on Christmas Eve and decided to legally change his name. He changed his name to this woman. He's now known as Celine Dion.
Mm. I am Celine Dion, the man.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you as well. I changed it to this.
Celine.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Celine.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
You know, good.
Any big plans for the weekend, Celine Dion?
Just partying my ass off, man.
Really?
You know I was drunk when I created my name.
Yeah. I know you like to party.
Yeah.
You hate Celine Dion.
I don't know what Celine Dion, but I sure went through with all the paperwork to change my name.
You are a rascal.
Celine Dion, when I get drunk, I don't know what I'm doing.
Turns out.
Yes.
Turns out.
On your dating websites, do you now list Celine Dion?
Absolutely.
Yes, your name, yeah.
He has to.
A man
no
named
bites.
Celine.
No bites.
So do you think that he really regretted it, though, when he woke up? Like, or not when he woke up from being drunk? Like,
of
do you
course.
Think he, and he's just going with it now? Like,
yeah, he probably has to. I don't know if you can change your name, like, a bunch of times.
This is the, I'm wondering
like,
if
yeah,
there
cool
is
an
amount of time. You know, like they're like, okay, well, now you have to wait at least 6 months. You have to be Celine Dion for 6 months if you sign this.
I think you're right.
And you're
I
like, I'm fine with it. I don't care. You sign it, and then you sober up, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm Celine Dion for 6 months.
Is it more embarrassing for Celine himself, or is it more embarrassing for his friend who's got to be like, this is my friend Celine Dion.
I don't want to be his friend.
This is my friend Celine Dion.
I'm sorry that I did that to you.
I don't know why you did it.
I don't either.
Robbie's coming, and, you know, Celine Dion will be there.
Celine Dion's going to be...
No, not the chick.
You got to change it on your phone.
Celine Dion.
It's a picture of Celine Dion.
You're on a date, and your phone rings, and they're like, who's Celine Dion?
What girl are you talking to?
No, that's my buddy.
That's my buddy, Celine Dion.
Oh, sure it is. He changed his name. He's a heroin addict. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion the man.
My friend Celine Dion the man. My male friend Celine Dion.
That was hilarious. It would be so hard to justify to people.
Yeah.
You know, both as a man named Celine Dion or having a buddy named Celine Dion.
People change their names before, but just not drunk.
And
right?
It doesn't seem to me like it's a thing you could do in like an hour.
No, yeah, why is it? Why was
you
it
know,
so
how
bad?
Is it so easy? Well, you can over good there. Point. You can do it. This was in the UK. You can do it online.
Oh.
So he was. I think he may be into Celine.
They need a question. They need a like. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
Before you continue. Proceed.
I was just going to answer no. Yeah. In the UK, they're like, we're all drunk. What do you mean? How drunk?
Of course, I'm drunk. So he was watching a Celine Dion TV concert at the time, and that's when he filled out and drinking a lot. That's when he filled out an online application. He paid a $120 fee. Then he went to sleep and forgot all about it. Then the other day, an envelope in his mailbox had papers certifying his name change legally from Thomas Dodd to Celine Dion.
That's my mate.
What's his name?
Celine Dion.
Pardon me?
That's right. He changed it one night.
Hello.
He's got the paperwork and everything.
He didn't even know I did it.
I know you didn't. You were blackout drunk. It was nuts.
It's
but
quite
a
thing.
Celine Dion and I, we're garbage men.
Booze and buddies, really?
Man.
So,
it's an incredible name choice.
Yeah.
I believe I put his info up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Pass it along to James to put up there, right?
Yes, James. Celine Dion. Well, his info is not posted, but the story.
No, just the story. Yes, yeah. Yes. That's up there at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to check him out. All of his personal info.
Like if you don't know his phone number and stuff, that's not there.
That's male Celine Dion. So I believe, I mean, I'm going out on a lark here to say that this fella, he may not be a straight fella. He was drinking wine and watching a Celine Dion concert. Right?
Also, the Celine Dion concert wasn't on TV. It was a YouTube video of one of her performances, I believe, in Vegas.
Mm. Oh, okay. Oh,
like
he searched it out.
Yeah, and I think they dubbed him like a mega fan.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, hello!
Hello! I'm Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That's him and his friend Vicky, at a Celine Dion concert years ago in England.
Yep.
He had been planning to go see her in Vegas, but obviously can't due to COVID. So he got addicted to watching her concerts on YouTube. He's a bit obsessed with her. He said it was a hazy night, though, when he actually... She's crazy, too. Look at Celine Dion is one crazy-ass Canadian, French-Canadian chick.
You know, it would be wild to do something online like that, not realize you even did it, and then you get mail. And it's like official government...
And that's what he said happened.
Yeah. You're like, what is this? And you open it up and you're like, oh my God, my name is Celine Dion.
Yeah. He said his mom is not happy with him at all.
Well, no.
He starts to champion legislation that makes you not able to change your name drunk.
Yeah. You really shouldn't be able to do it online.
No.
You should have to go in person to an office and fill out all the paperwork and so they know that it's legit, that you really want to do this. Because couldn't Chuck, you like
take Andy's info and actually change his name
on a website
to Reba McEntire?
That's a great idea.
Oh my God.
Can't wait. I'm going
to
try it.
Did you change my name to Reba McEntire?
You know I did. Dude, I'm going to have so many issues with this.
Yeah. I also signed you up for a bunch of magazines, and I got new credit cards sent to you.
I wonder why I was getting all this mail for Reba McEntire.
That's you, bud.
Oh, no.
That is you.
They got to change the laws.
Yep. It's way too easy.
I don't know what to do now.
Well, I hope you figure it out, Reba.
My actual bills aren't coming.
No, because they're looking for you.
No, I've got 3-4 notices. I got people calling me asking for Reba McEntire.
Yep. I did it to 7 other people. It's very confusing.
7 Rebas?
Yeah. Everyone I know.
But now, Andy, on the show, we've legally got to call you Reba.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see how that goes. See how that goes.
It's not great.
I imagine the real Reba McEntire might.
She took offense to it.
Yeah. You know, Andy's in court. He's being sued by the real Reba. He donned Reba McEntire's name for his radio career.
Can we call him Reba Bean for short?
Reba Bean.
I like it too.
Yeah, she was not pleased.
Mm. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so to avoid anyone doing this as a prank or someone doing it by mistake, you shouldn't be able to do it online.
No. Yeah, I'm surprised that they are able to.
Listen, I know that it's not that hard of a process because when I went through becoming a U.S. citizen, they asked me right then and there, they were like, do you want to change your name? I'm like, why? They're like, you can change it to whatever you want.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You know, like, because I guess they thought Urquhart was so crazy.
So complicated. It
starts with a U.
Right.
you won't change that, don't you? But I was like, no, I don't. But I guess I could have. I could have been Reba McEntire that day, that right then and there. I could have.
Dave and Reba the Freak.
You know? What a hell of a thing if I would have done something like that.
Because we would just all assume you were transitioning or you were.
Sure.
Right, yeah, if you went with a female country star name.
I mean, it wouldn't have been the first name on my list, but.
No, it shouldn't be.
It's about a man named Reba McEntire.
It's a hell of a thing.
I love it. I hope someday I run into a man, Reba.
There has to be someone who's done it.
I hope so.
A man? You think there's a man named Reba? There's no man named Reba.
I don't think so.
What is Reba? Is Reba like a real name?
Or is it for Rebecca?
Like Rebecca?
Maybe Rebecca, but I don't think so. Reba. I want to change my name to Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Reba McEntire Doubtfire.
No, I don't see any men named Reba.
No.
Yeah, she was born Reba Nell McEntire.
Hmm.
So Reba is her name.
It's like you kind of liked Rebecca, but just a bit.
Yeah, you wanted to be more unique.
Right.
Yeah.
Reba. Worked for her, right? She's famous.
Yeah.
One of the most popular country music singers of our time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She sings fancy.
Yep.
Yeah. More about her musical talent than her name, Reba.
Reba. But a man named Reba would be a tough go for you, Chuck. Luckily, you didn't decide to change it to Reba McEntire.
You'd have to be, like, so tough if your name was Reba McEntire.
You would. You'd be an MMA fighter. Conor McGregor versus Reba McEntire.
Man, you see that Reba? That Reba killed him.
Yeah. Reba destroyed him.
There's no one tougher than Reba.
The biggest pecs in the league.
Joe Rogan is. He's the toughest guy.
Oh. Thank you, Joe.
Reba McEntire, the killer.
Yeah, crazy kicks.
Yeah, different. So this guy, he's for now planning to keep the name Celine Dion.
Sure.
Depending on how difficult it makes his life, he hopes that one day. It'll be enough to convince Celine Dion to like let him backstage to meet her.
Oh, man.
I keep thinking of names now. Tanya Harding. My buddy Tanya Harding.
I saw that movie and...
Yeah, he got drunk, changed his name to Tanya Harding.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Those are ladies' jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that much of a stretch for this man to be named Celine.
No.
Right?
No, I'm happy for him.
But for like
Andy, I'm happy that he's Celine, happy. I don't think he regrets it in the least.
Nope.
I'd have a lot more trouble pulling it off.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be embarrassing if you got were in a line and got your name called up.
Celine?
Yeah.
Celine Dion? No,
that's me.
You're Celine. I'm looking for Celine Dion.
Yeah, that's me. Celine Dion, the man.
The man.
Okay, sir. Come up to the window, please. Celine.
I'd like to do some banking.
Celine Dion, please.
It's different.
That's me, Celine Dion, the man. Like confidence behind it.
Yeah. You're damn right it's me. I'm Celine Dion, the man.
Proud to be Celine Dion, the man.
A male Celine Dion. That's me.
All right, a new era in sex has arrived. Baldo. The world's first ball dildo. They say they've created the world's first sex toy that will allow you to penetrate your partner with your ball and unleash pleasure you've never experienced before. They're calling it the ball sex revolution.
Well, we saw that video of the P and the V.
Yeah, but that's a guy who just shoved his B in her V.
Yeah.
Yeah, B's and the V's.
There is...
It looks like a bullet.
Yeah, it looks like one of those Mario bullets. It
looks like a shell from a German 88. Yeah.
So here's how it works. Ready? There's a full explanation here of how it works.
Oh my
first, you have to make your balls hairless, and you got to lube them up.
So okay. Much work, you guys.
Oh, then you got to stretch your ball dough over your balls.
Oh, no. Ooh, that
and
doesn't look good.
You stretch over the spacer rings.
Yeah.
And then you insert into your partner.
Wow, I don't know what that's doing for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a great thing.
I think it would hurt.
I think it absolutely would hurt. It's skin-safe, ultra-soft platinum silicone.
Who comes up with this one?
Stretchy upper ring makes it easy to put on and take off without hurting your balls. Patented super strong inner core to prevent collapse when thrusting. Two spacer rings included to make your balls rigid enough.
I wonder how many they had tested and they were... Had a fake pair of balls, right? And then it collapsed. Oh! We cannot put that on the market. That'll collapse men's balls.
Listen to this. The Baldo is a game changer for penetrative sex. It's like waving a magic wand and suddenly giving guys a second penis that never goes soft and also gives a completely different type of orgasm.
Well, yeah, because it's like a giant round of ammunition that is just plowing the girl.
It literally is like a mortar.
Oh my goodness. That's wild to see it on.
It is.
It really is. So my dong's just flopping about?
Yeah, I think it's
out.
It's out. You could probably do the double.
Oh,
well, that's probably for the double.
That would be hard to make happen, though.
I don't think so.
You think you could? There's the founders, those crazy freaks.
Oh, look at them. Look at that guy.
They just look like next door neighbors.
Yeah.
A couple that's really into ball play.
That are up to some stuff.
Yeah. He just wants his balls in you.
That's a weird thing to hear.
In 2005, archaeologists in Germany discovered what is believed to be the oldest dildo known to mankind. It was 28,000 years old. Since then, there have been stone ones, wooden ones, bone ones, leather ones, rubber ones, silicone ones, glass ones, metal ones, long ones, short ones, vibrating ones, pink ones, purple ones, black ones, ribbed ones. For the last 28,000 years, dildos have been the same. Nothing has changed. They are all the same. Our determined engineers decided to try and do something about
incredible.
This. What if a completely new way of having sex could be invented?
If only there was another part of the human
body. I feel like we should not be watching this.
Okay, yes. Possibly not. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they came up with. Well, you can just turn the volume up here to see what they... So they got talking balls. Chuck, you made me miss talking balls.
I hope they talk again.
Over here. Hello.
Yes, something...
Yeah, the balls are looking for attention.
Yeah. I thought that was Chuck doing a voice.
No, no, that's the balls. That's their cartoon. That's the balls.
I was like, wow, he timed that perfectly.
Nope, it's the real balls.
Yeah, it's those that guy's balls.
That's nothing I'd want.
Okay, some people are saying it would be good for someone with a micropenis. It might.
If you're going
well, sure.
To.
Sure.
I mean, can't you sheath one of those?
I don't know what you can do. I don't know what you can do. I'm going to assume that if you have a micro donger, aren't your balls also small? I mean, or are they normal?
I would assume there's combinations of everything, right?
You can have
big balls, tiny dong.
I
small
bet.
Balls, big dong. Every combination that exists. Like snowflakes. Everyone's individual.
Yeah.
I guess they're kind of saying, too, that if anyone has, like, ED, it could help. So if you can't get it up, at least it would give those guys a chance to penetrate a lady somehow. Right?
That's not weird at all.
Yeah, not at all.
Here's my idea.
Listen, I can't get it up. I'm going to strap this torpedo on my balls and stick that in.
I'm sorry, but mine are sensitive.
Mine are crazy sensitive. Well, I can't see how this would not hurt.
I feel like it would hurt really bad.
Just even, you guys, the action of going in
that's
and out.
That's what I mean. Like, it would hurt
that
so
would
bad.
That would hurt to
me. It looks painful to put it on.
Yeah.
Oh, they're popping out of the sides of it.
Yeah. I'd make a real mistake putting that thing on.
Oh, you snap.
Oh, my God.
How dare you even say it? Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be. I want real life. I mean, I know this woman's talking about it, but I don't know. She's probably been paid.
This is a bunch of testimonials here.
Yeah.
Trust me, they all
are these
it.
All? Oh, they all.
They all talk
all these
about
couples
it.
Talk.
Yeah.
Are they very graphic?
I'm afraid.
I don't think they're that graphic.
This guy might be
that
graphic.
Guy. Yeah, he looks like that guy.
I don't recall any like super foul language being dropped.
Okay, let's hear what they say about it, Charlie.
Step one, do your manscaping. Make sure your balls are hairy.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No, there's like multiple things playing.
Oh, I stopped. Did you
scroll
turn
up.
It off?
No, scroll up. You got that one to the right there going still.
There you go.
All right, let's hear this. What these people think of the Baldo.
Of using it, I would say, was a very fun one. Yeah, it's definitely an exciting concept.
But look at the sweater.
I had the best experience with it. It gave me the very first ball orgasm.
My first experience using the Baldo, I found it a lot easier than expected.
Using the Baldo with your testicles is completely different from anything I've experienced before.
Why don't they do this with a straight face? I'd be dying.
They're hilarious.
I'd be laughing so hysterically.
They're talking about it like it's a Roomba. They're talking about it like it's just some household product.
Yeah.
You know,
just reviewing a vacuum.
I stuck my testicles in it, right? I never experienced anything like it.
I really liked it.
She liked it as well.
I really enjoyed it.
I like how the one woman doesn't even have her husband there to talk about how he used it. She's just explaining how great it was.
Yeah, he wouldn't go on cam.
Exactly.
I'm not going on the video to talk about how I do you with my balls.
I feel like it was just people that happened to be around.
Or friends and family.
Yeah, I think it's the people that invented it.
Listen, I'd be really close to you as a friend, but I still wouldn't do your Baldo commercial.
Come on, Dave. I'll give you a free sample.
No thanks. This guy said he's got an inch and a halfer. And his balls are massive, so this could work for him.
Okay.
Oof. That's trouble.
All the meat went there.
Yep. Now, is this supposed to be mutually pleasure? Like,
well, that's what they say. Like, that guy said he had his first ballgasm. I don't know how that happens.
I think I would. Did he just get hurt so badly that it started to feel good? Because I feel nothing. I don't see anything but pain coming from using one of these things.
Right, yeah. For the man. Yeah, I can see how the woman can be pleasured because it's still just like a dildo, right?
Yeah.
But I can't see how the guy would be pleasured just penetrating someone with testicles.
There's those dudes that get their balls stepped on and stuff.
Yeah, they like it. The pain, so maybe that's it. That's their market.
That's it. If you like the pain, the repeated pain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that one guy was raving about it.
He was.
He had his first ballgasm.
Yeah, because pain can get people to the finish line. So,
Maybe that's it.
That could be it. Yeah. Who knows?
I would have imagined.
If you want to check it out, see exactly what we're talking about, we did put a link up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can see what the Baldo
It's not
is
at all,
about.
What I
Isn't
thought it was going to be.
The name of that dog that did the Iditarod Baldo? Or Baldo, maybe?
I don't know I'm my sure. Iditarod
and there
facts.
Was that dog, that famous dog. I think they made a movie about him called Balto.
Oh, is it Balto?
Yeah, but I mixed it up.
It's Balto.
Oh, Balto's really famous.
Balto, but oh. Baldo.
Baldo.
A totally different.
Yeah.
More filthy.
I thought it was going to be like fake balls that you were strapping onto yourself to give yourself the illusion of having bigger balls. Like that.
No, nothing to do with that.
No, it's got nothing. It's all about ball nothing sex. Like
I think I'm more like stunt nuts.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like that.
Stunt nuts.
This is nuts. This is.
If you've ever wanted to go balls deep, now you can.
I mean, it looks dangerous. It looks downright.
I feel like I'm never getting it off once I put it on there. Like that guy's balls are as swollen up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Honestly, it looks.
Oh. It's like a butt plug you put your balls in.
Well, and the it's thing terrible. Is, like, how what if you get like stuck in there?
I'm cutting it. I don't know, with a something sharp.
Then you need the. I don't know, man. I never thought I'd see a ball torpedo.
I know. 2021.
Yeah, there we go. We're starting right in with the Baldo.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.